No, absolutely not. There is no way I passed that exam. No, man, I studied. It's not like I didn't try, but I just, I don't know, that professor hates me. She does, she seriously does. Oh, man, what's going on over there? Oh, it's those cheerleaders again, man. They're like always messing with people. Hey, you guys go ahead. I'll catch up with you in a bit. Yeah. No, go ahead. I just, there's something I gotta take care of. Hey, what's going on here? Teaching the nerd a lesson? Yeah, is that so? Don't you have anything better to do? Like, I don't know, some stupid cheers to learn or something? Whatever, I don't care if she was making fun of you. I don't care if she called you a vapid, empty-headed cheerleader. I'd leave her alone. Yeah, leave her alone. Well, for one, it's pretty pathetic, you know. Literally pushing someone down, physically bullying her. Like, come on. Don't you have anything better to do than mess with this nerd? I'm allowed to call her a nerd, okay? Because she's my nerd. Yeah, and that's why I'd like you to back off, okay? This is my nerd to bully. Yeah, well, you should probably go and practice your cheers or something, because I have a feeling your really crappy routine is the reason we haven't won any games lately. What did you call her? No, I'm serious. What did you just call her? Wow. Seriously? God. Man, I used to have respect for you, you know, for being able to get in front of huge crowds wearing that ridiculous cheerleading outfit, but now I really have lost all respect. Now just get out of here. Just go, okay? Just leave her alone. If I see you messing with her again, it's gonna get bad, okay? It's gonna get ugly. Yes, I'm serious. Go. Yeah, whatever. God. You are not in good shape, nerd. Here, let me help you up. No, I'm not gonna push you down. I just take my hand. Just come on. There you go. Let me have a look at you. Dirt on your shoulders. But that looks like the worst of it. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna live to see another day, it looks like. What the hell happened? What'd you do to get them so mad at you? Wait, seriously? You made fun of them while they were practicing? Damn. That's bold, nerd. I didn't know you had it in you. I'm mildly impressed, actually. You did not deserve what she called you. Yeah, the D word. No, it's not okay. She can't call you that. No, and she has no right. I mean, come on, who makes fun of people for being gay today? Like, it's so awful. Why am I defending you? I think it's your mind to bully, and I just, you know, I want her to keep her hands off. Yeah, I got mad when she called you that because it's not right. It's not right. No one should get made fun of for, you know, who they love or who they want to, whatever. It's just forget it, okay? Just, you're welcome. How about that? Hey, are you sure you're okay? You just look a little shaken up still, and it'd be messed up for me to just, like, leave you here. You keep saying you're okay, but, like, you're shaking. Here, you know what? My apartment's just right over there. Why don't you come over and clean yourself up for a bit, and then you can go on your way. Don't make me regret that invite, okay? Just come on. Just say yes. Let's go. All right. Yeah, so here it is. Nothing fancy, just, you know, on-campus apartment. Yeah, I live alone. Just like my space. Yeah, I know, I've got plenty of friends I could live with, but I'm kind of private about stuff. Here, you can, sit on the couch. Let me grab some stuff. Here. It's a glass of water for you, and, a banana if you need, like, a snack or something. I don't know, maybe your blood sugar's low from... Look, nerd, you're not gonna tell anyone about this, right? Good. I mean, it would just be confusing, you know, people would be like, oh, why did she invite her over? Like, she bullies her all the time. Like, it's just, I don't wanna start a thing. Do you need anything else? Like, I have a first aid kit if you, like, you're not hurt, right? Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So... Would you stop bringing it up? I defended you because I don't want to see you get hurt. Like, I would never physically touch you. You know, like, I know I make fun of you and I call you nerd and I, like, tease you and stuff, but I had to defend you. It was so messed up what she was doing. That's all. That's the only reason that I defended you. I told you it was messed up that she called you that, and that's what got me angry. It's obvious, isn't it? I mean, not everyone gets so worked up over being made fun of for being gay. Listen, I'm not out, but I'm gay too. So that's why I defended you, okay? I couldn't stand seeing you get made fun of and get bullied for that. It's really, that was hard for me to see, and obviously it was really hard for you to experience, and is that why I make fun of you? Because I'm gay? I mean, I guess so, yeah. Subconsciously, I knew we were alike. I knew that you and I were the same in that way. but I didn't want anyone else to know. And I guess that's why I singled you out. To bully you. I'm really sorry. No, I do have to apologize. I'm sorry. It's so messed up for me. It's so mean, and it's... I'm kind of ashamed of myself for how I've treated you over the years. Why are you so forgiving? That makes no sense. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's hard hiding myself, but it makes me angry and bitter. But you're out. Everyone knows, and you can live however you want. I mean, you get bullied for it, but fuck. I don't know. I'm really sorry. Can I give you a hug? Are you sure? Maybe we can start over. You know, just put all of this in the past behind us and let me make it up to you. Can I? Yeah, let me take you out for a drink or something. Dinner or coffee, whatever you want. Do you drink coffee? Whatever. We'll figure that out later, but I just want to I want to make it up to you. Okay. I can't understand how you can even look at me. I mean, haven't I been tormenting you for so long? You suspected? Like, you thought I was maybe gay. Damn. Your gaydar must be, like, really good. Stupid joke. Wow, okay. So maybe it won't be such a surprise to other people. Well, maybe that's something you can help me out with. Not that I deserve anything from you. You don't owe me anything, obviously, but just let me take you out and treat you in some way. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we can start over and maybe you can help me come out the way that you did, and so we call it a truce. Good. I'm gonna take you on the best date that you've ever been on. Oh, I didn't mean what I wasn't thinking that it would be a date. I just thought it would be, like I said, just let me take you out and treat you. Oh, God. I'm really nervous. No one's ever made me nervous before. I don't understand what's going on. Okay. Let's start simple. Let's exchange numbers. And plan on next Thursday? Yeah? Sounds good? Okay. It's a date. Or You know what I mean.